this executive committee meeting for the Rental Services Commission to order. It's May 8th, about 2 o'clock. And Andreas, I don't know what's on our agenda. What do you want us to do today?
Yeah, so I was going to start with updates. We have a joint meeting with the RSC and the Fair Housing Advisory Committee. Tuesday, I believe. Yeah.
Tuesday.
And so that's going to be an opportunity for RSC members to weigh in on the Metro Bond. So there's a lot of work that's being done on deciding what the Metro Bond will look like, or at least portions that the city of Portland will be receiving. And so as part of that, the Housing Bureau wants to be working with all its advisory bodies, which is why we added an additional meeting, given how packed the RSC's agenda usually is. So materials have been sent out for that. We've been keeping track of RSVPs, but I just wanted to remind you that that's happening.
In regards to notifying the public and stuff, there's been a few meetings where we've been able to end a little bit early, or at the very least, if we wanted to, we could have ended early, and we kind of just let the conversation go to...
Sure.
What's our ability, say we didn't, we're like, hey, we're going to be like half an hour early. What's our ability to say, hey, this topic over here shouldn't take only half an hour. Let's go ahead and start talking about that and knock it out. Does that make sense? Like how, what, but I know obviously as far as the agenda goes, we're supposed to notify the public. So I'm not sure that we really even have that.
This is a great question, and I'm not sure. I'll have to follow up on
that. Okay, maybe see, because, I mean, we do typically have a very packed schedule, but because of that, I would say if we do randomly have that day where we could be done and, you know, with 30 to 45 minutes left, then it'd be great to be able to have maybe some small subjects that we could pull from to say, hey, let's go ahead and just plug this in today and get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I can follow up on that.
If we're able to do that, or what kind of fancy wording you need to put on the agenda to make it so that we have that kind of flexibility.
I'll look into it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Then you will have a preview of the materials that the Bureau of Development Services prepared. So this is their summary. Beth Benton, who is the division manager for property compliance, will be presenting it, I believe. And as you walk through it, it gives you an overview of what's in the summary, a timeline, a summary of the recommendations from the work group. The items that are struck through are items that they're not addressing at this time, or that is the work of a different bureau or organization. And then they kind of dive into each of the recommendations they're working on and speak to the code changes that are being made or not being made with any amendments to the code language there. So I wanted to give you a chance to see that. I'm thinking of sending it out early. Typically we send out meeting materials a week before meetings. This is a pretty dense summary, and I know that there's been interest in people having time to look into the report of the Quality of Rental Housing Work Group itself if they're interested, and so I'm thinking of sending that out Friday instead of on Tuesday.
Makes sense.
And then the last item is, so we'll be spending the meeting discussing that, and so the format of the meeting will be pretty similar. It'll be a staff update, then a presentation of this information, public testimony, and discussion from the commission. But for future meetings, and we'll talk about this a little bit as part of the staff update in May, we do not have funding for procurement of a rental registration system in the mayor's proposed budget. And so what that means for the Bureau is that we do not anticipate beginning work on a rental registration system in the next fiscal year, which would mean that we would suggest the RSC delay its discussions on rental registration until a time in the future when it lines up with the Bureau having funding to procure a rental registration system.
Sorry, it's not hilarious. It's just, of course that's what's happening.
Yeah. And so we will be discussing that, but I wanted to give you all the heads up since you help steer the work plan that our recommendation would be to spend the June meeting doing a overview of what ends up being in the proposed budget, talking about what work there's been a gap in updating the commission on some of the things that have been happening in the office. So we had our FED pilot that concluded, and we have the recommendations and summaries that are beginning to be summarized. We're currently doing an expungement pilot. Also in the mayor's proposed budget is a mediation pilot, which connects to one of the recommendations the RSC made. So there's a lot of we can update the group on in June, but right. We would recommend using that meeting kind of as a pivot to reorient on upcoming topics.
So a couple questions, more just trying to kind of anticipate the questions that we're going to get when we explain this to the group. So number one, what system is currently being used with the people that have already registered? Where did those go and what system are we using for that?
It's through revenues, through the taxation.
So
it's living in the tax.
Portland Revenue Department's, okay. Which obviously it's minimal as far as the information goes. Okay. And how does the Revenue Department feel about that not changing anytime soon? Do they not care because it's basically just kind of electronic and software and...
Their preference was for a separate registration system
of course.
To be created. They're in the process of updating their tax system and software.
And which would make it, most landlords prefer that too, because the majority of landlords in the city of Portland, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, they do have their business license like they're supposed to. But even then, they're still well below the income threshold to actually trigger a city taxable event based on it, because I think it's like 45,000 or 55,000, something like that in a year. So majority of them would prefer it be a separate system because they're not used to dealing with the Portland Revenue Department, whether they're supposed to be or not. Totally different discussion there. Okay, so I mean, they would prefer it, but also if there's just no money and we can't change anything, they're also not giving us any kind of a deadline that we have to worry about of saying, hey, this is messing our stuff up, so we're willing to help you, but only up to this point.
As part of the budget conversations, Revenue expressed a desire to have the system separate because as they go through procuring their own tax system, mm-hmm. they would like to not have registration be a part of
not have that be part of the discussion or the quote.
Don't think that conversation has happened in light of the mayor's proposed budget, which hasn't been finalized yet, and so I would anticipate that talks about that would happen after the
But so far, worst case scenario is they've just expressed they would like it to not be there.
Yes.
Okay. So my next question is that, I don't want to necessarily ask this question because I'm scared of the answer, but I know it's going to get asked. What if we continued the conversation, decided on a budget, and just assumed all this was going to start next fiscal year, assume we're getting no funding from the city outside of whatever we create in this registration fee that we determine, what is that an option for us?
The RC is welcome.
You could say no.
To have conversations on the topic, but we do not anticipate that the registration fee would include cost recovery or fundraising for procuring a registration system.
Right.
If anything,
because it's going to be mostly a huge one-time thing, so it would be kind of one of those things where we come out of the gate with a really large registration fee, and then hopefully the next year would drop.
Which of course
will be confusing.
Is that historically compliance is low with new fees, and so we anticipate that in the beginning, if we set a fee with the idea in mind of what we need to pay for services, that in the first few years we won't be raising that amount, but eventually we'll get there. Okay. And so to raise not only the amount needed to cover services, but also to procure a registration system would be a substantially higher registration fee.
So if we did go down that route, then it might be best of, let's say, create a, call it a 3-year plan. where, hey, we need, I'm just picking a round number, $1 million for this registration system. I really hope it's not that much, but just for round numbers. So that means we'll just anticipate in the budget and the fee $333,000 per year for the next few years. And then in 3 years, if no funding's come up from anywhere else, we'll be able to have it. But even then, I'm not a big fan of that. But
yeah, that would
also, you can't necessarily count on the city magically having the money next year either. Right. So,
and I think at that point, the RSC would have to have a discussion about whether it would like to recommend that the city find funds for a procurement process through the registration fee, because that isn't currently a topic that the RSC is scheduled to discuss.
Right. Okay. That's all I got. It's questions I assume we will hear.
How do we present this to the group? Like, I feel like a lot of the questions that Christian's raising are, I don't know, the answers may be political, and it might be nice to have Matt there.
Yes, I know where to.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. And I don't know, I'm just trying to anticipate the group also feeling.
Will Cupid be there?
I do not know.
Okay.
Be helpful. But the group feeling kind of like disempowered or, you know, just worried about like what's our role. But, you know, there's always been the expectation that we.
I mean, the reality is when we present it, it's just the fact is. It's not that our work has been wasted. It's not that it's not going to happen, necessarily. It's just that, as of right now, this upcoming fiscal year, the city can't afford it. So, since that means we've got a good amount of time, rather than continuing to put our efforts towards narrowing in on that, we're going to try and switch gears to other subjects that we know for sure. Well, no, we never know for sure. Other subjects that we feel pretty confident. You know, need opinions sooner than later, type of a thing. So, I mean, I think it will be a lot of how we present it, but I mean, the reality is it doesn't mean it's going away or that we wasted our time or that that's something's lost. It's just that it's not worth it to continue talking about it right now, since technically we've kind of bought ourselves a year on that subject, whether we like that idea or not.
I think that's the right way to see it. I think the assumption right now is that at some point there will be a standalone registration system, but at that point, has been pushed further into the future.
That's also why I asked how the revenue office feels about it, because there's a very good chance that it could have been, there's at least a chance that it could be something where it was very cumbersome on them to even have this involved, and since it's not what their system normally does, it, you know, created issues, whether that be cost or just difficulties, and they could be fed up with it and say, you've got a year to figure it out, otherwise we're just dumping the data and we're moving on with our own stuff. And obviously that's an extreme. But, you know, that's why I asked that question, because that feeds into, we can let them know that it's not like it's not being tracked. It's not like there's not a system right now that, you know, is working and is saving the data and where people can register. It's just, we got to kick the can down the road a little bit farther until, you know, the city or us coming up with some magic, you know, wand with dollars in it, figures out how to pay for it. Which is never fun to hear, because it's the same political speech you get in all of these situations. But it is actually true. You know, it's not BS. It's the reality.
I think that another way of talking about it is also that there are always topics that are timely for the RSC to discuss. If some version of the screening criteria and security deposit ordinance passed this month, then there's a role for the Housing Bureau in that, and there will be a role for the RSC.
Are we getting an update on that?
It's
just in on hold.
It is on the council agenda for this month.
Oh, it is?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Have we gotten a notification on that yet? I don't think we have. Have we?
I will.
Is there a time certain on it?
I do not know. I can check.
I believe so. I think it's 3 o'clock on the 23rd, which is Thursday.
Okay. So include that in the update.
Make sure you, at the meeting, but also send out a notification to all of our committee members too.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to hear from you now or at our regular meeting an update on what is happening behind the scenes beyond what we read in the media?
I can ask. I have not heard any new information.
Okay. Yeah. I just know there was, I think I saw the mayor had some tweaks that he or his office had wanted to make, but then that was kind of tossed out there, and then there's a date coming up in a few weeks, so I thought folks might have questions about that, but with everything, might not be able to answer.
We haven't heard anything beyond that.
Yeah.
And then, in addition to any role with that, we expect to be running our permanent rulemaking process for relocation assistance this summer. There is an ongoing conversation about landlord training. So
that was another question that I had that keeps coming up. Since the state law passed, have the city lawyers or whoever already gone through and edited the Portland relocation ordinance? Okay, I must have missed that notification.
Yeah, so
there was the reconciliation and the temporary rules, wasn't that?
Yeah, so they got bundled together with the changes to the affordable housing exemption. So those we've sent as an item to council. And basically the change was qualified landlord reasons for termination, also trigger relocation assistance. And
sure,
since the state requirement,
technically a no cause, even though the state for some reason decided to change vocabulary on us, but whatever.
And since the state also required 1 month's rent as relocation payment given at the moment of notice, for qualified landlord reasons for termination, we adjusted the timeline so that if a payment is made at the time notice is given for the city amount, then you deduct the amount owed for the state, which in most
cool.
cases would mean
so they don't build on top of each other.
The city amount.
As long as you pay whichever one is largest, you're covered. That's what I figured. That was the main thing I've been waiting, yeah. And the biggest question that I get, and I've always had to say, well, it doesn't say so in the state law. And the last time I read the city ordinance, it doesn't say specifically, so honestly, I don't know. Roll the dice.
So that's the biggest change. Ever.
Yeah, okay.
That and so in response to that, we had to change our interim rules again to respond to the change in code.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, so we're steering, obviously, we're not taking it off the table. We're couching the part of the relocation fee registration conversation that has to do with the software. I assume we're still continuing the conversation on everything else about that, or are we couching everything? Because if we don't have the software, we're... How does not having the software affect collecting a per-door fee that then would fund all these wonderful ideas that we have?
Council has asked the Bureau and the Revenue Division to bring a recommendation on a fee in July.
So that part hasn't gone away. So it's just simply the software.
Right.
We'll stop talking about that, which, yeah, this should be fine. Okay. So we'll still continue the conversation on, like, education and inspections and this stuff. Okay.
Oh, caught up. That's great. So I didn't catch that. So the work plan will be tweaked, but not totally eviscerated by it.
Right, and so we'll have to go through and figure out, we haven't, as staff, assessed the work plan and figured out what we're doing on rental registration over the next year, and of that, what we can help provide materials to the commission or updates as we do things.
Because if we're not going to have our own software that's able to just track things however we decide we want them, then I guess my next question before we restart any of those conversations or continue them would be, what if any limitations do we have with the revenue software that we're currently using? You know, I mean, are they going to be able to track a regular or random inspection program and the results of those?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to, that type of, that, because technically all the extra stuff we're doing, if any of it's required, then it's going to have to be on whatever system we're using to track whether or not a landlord that registered their units did actually comply with whatever other stuff we're requiring, right?
Yeah.
So
there's
we'll need to find that out.
Yeah, there's no integration between revenues database and inspections.
Right, of course.
And there
no
isn't
reason.
A database of registered units yet. But from my understanding, once revenue has units registered, they're just handing that to the Housing Bureau, and that is
the data exists, hasn't been compiled into a nice
sheet group.
Okay, so for our upcoming meeting, This is one of the things we're talking about, which has to do with inspections.
Take the whole meeting.
And at the same time, we're going to be letting them know that the bare minimum, we're going to at least couch the discussion on getting our own software. So do you think between now and then you could at least ask the revenue and very polite department and very politely request that before this meeting, they let us kind of have at least a glimpse of what limitations we do have? Because if that system if we don't have a system available to track like the inspections, yeah. If we're going to require them, then do we really want to go down the route of spending money on developing a program that we can't even track, and which then ultimately leads over to you can't enforce either?
I don't think,
you know what I mean?
BDS changes change the inspection frequency or requirements of this city. I mean, obviously there's building code changes that would change when inspections
happen. Well, BDS wouldn't, but isn't the whole reason we're looking at this is for the topic of creating our own inspection program for all rental units, not just BDS stuff?
No.
Okay, maybe I missed something.
This is the recommendations of a work group that ended in 2008.
Right.
And this is simply, they made a lot of recommendations about, were we regulating mold incorrectly, or having standards that are too low in a number of areas that lead to health
This
concerns.
Is that joint meeting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The joint meeting is on the Metro Bond. The RSC is having its own meeting on the building code.
Okay. Maybe I'm completely mixing up my timelines in my head, but I could have swore the whole reason this came up was because of our conversation of not really knowing what we're talking about for sure when it comes to saying, yes, these units need to be inspected.
No, those were separate conversations.
Okay.
BDS began this work about a year ago.
All right. I'll try to erase everything I'm remembering. How about we start with, what are you wanting us to look at approving an agenda for on our next RSC meeting? So we're reviewing this for a reason that's not one that I obviously remember. And then what else do you
I anticipate
need?
that will take the whole meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
I
don't need to have 100% understanding right now. I can trust you. Move forward. It's okay.
There's a lot to unpack here and a lot they're going to tell us that perhaps, I'll speak for myself, mm-hmm. that I am not fully versed in everything that they're trying to change.
Sure.
So I'm going to be listening carefully. But I think it would be good if you guys look at this and as staff we look at it to narrow the conversation to where the Rental Services Commission might want to have some influence or say. I mean, you know, we're all going to have sort of our pop-up questions, but then there's also, as a package, you know, what do we have to say about this? Why is this important to us?
I'm trying to think if I have any specific questions. I guess, so I understand, I'm trying to recall from the conversation at the last meeting, and then, because I was the first confused about this too, and then the timeline that they had laid out, I was reading through last night. So they paused for the recession, and there was new leadership, and new leadership kind of prioritized and has pushed this forward, or at least reprioritized it. So to Kim's question, to what degree do they want to just kind of vet this with us, or, you know, take a pause and ask for little substantive tweaks to it, if you have a sense of checking in with Beth?
I think if the commission or commission members have very strong feelings where they feel like things are being included that would be a problem, or that the recommendation hasn't made the change that they think should be made, that BDS is very interested in hearing that.
So Multifamily Northwest was a part of this original work group. So Deborah, as an example, is very, very familiar with everything that's been proposed here.
Oh, great. Okay.
But some of us perhaps are not as versed. So there are many people in the industry, both sides, that are well-versed in what's being proposed. And it has a history of being well-vetted, but you know, now is now. So. Be perceived differently.
Okay. Okay. Does the mayor oversee the BDS? I thought it was the commission.
It is now the mayor.
No?
Since the beginning of the year, maybe.
When they change things around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there all the things I have for you?
Cool. Go team, go.
Sounds good.
Do you need anything official from us?
No, I wanted to give you a heads up, and I'll be giving
some. Sure, sounds like a good agenda, Andreas. Good job.
During the meeting itself to everyone as well.
All right.
What was that?
I'll give some version of this summary of like what's going on, where things are headed at the meeting as well.
And the work plan tweaks?
Yeah. We will do our best to get work plan tweaks in place, but they might not be ready.
I guess it's not until the June meeting anyway.
Right. And so we just wanted to give a heads up to people. The June meeting we're recommending will not be on rental registration, which is what was scheduled to happen. So we wanted to make sure everyone is aware of it.
Okay.
And sometime between June and July, we can rethink what our work plan is going forward. I had a question for the group along the lines of what to send. So for the Rental Services Commission, we're going to be sending this in advance because you really do have to wade through it to be able to ask any substantive questions. And then for the meeting next week, the joint meeting with the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee, we really just have the links that we've already sent to the Metro Bond, Portland Bond, and then a presentation. I'm going to leave it up to the presenter about whether or not she'd like to send her presentation in advance, but I'm wondering if you had any feelings about that one way or the other, if we should send it in advance.
For the joint meeting?
Yeah.
Who's the presenter?
It'll be Jennifer Chang.
I guess it doesn't hurt anything. I'm sending, shoot an email out. It's reminding them of those links, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess the potential counter to that is that it would, if people review it, then they might be like, well, I got the information I need. So there is kind of a strategic piece there, and you could weigh that against how prepared Jennifer is as one who is often editing the PowerPoint 20 minutes before I need to present it.
I believe she's prepared.
You all, I know, are more... so anyway, I don't.
And actually, I guess to argue with myself, I would say I'd rather not send it to them and make sure we get this in their hands, because I'm not going to be a fan of sitting there just waiting for people to read this whole thing. So I'm going to expect that they will have read it beforehand.
Yeah, I think this is a priority because.
If you give them two things.
I am worried. I usually keep meeting too.
They are only human beings. We can only have so many high expectations.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool.
You good? We're adjourned. Hot dog.